Hey guys, it's Thursday, and as we jump into John chapter 19 today, we will see the second recording of the burial of Jesus, and I want to introduce you to another person who is a minor, seemingly minor character in the death and resurrection of Christ, who played an extremely important role. Did you know that the Old Testament foreshadowed, prophesied that the Messiah would be buried in a borrowed tomb? Well, here's where that comes into fruition in the 19th chapter of John. It says, later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by, you may recognize this man's name, Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Now, let me just interject something here. That is a whole lot of burial spice right there, 75 pounds. In fact, that is very similar to how they would bury royalty. Isn't that interesting? Jesus, the king. Taking Jesus's body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. So we've got two guys here who play this important role here. We meet Joseph of Arimathea. This Arimathea was possibly a town about 20 miles from Jerusalem. And we meet Joseph of Arimathea. There's several Josephs in the, kind of like there's several Simons, as we talked about with Simon of Cyrene. Joseph of Arimathea, you know, we've got Joseph in the book of Genesis. You remember the one that had the technicolor dream coat, right? And we have Joseph that was Jesus's stepfather, obviously. And then this Joseph plays a huge role, even though we get just a couple verses on him. And we also get a return of a figure from clear back in John chapter 3. So 16 chapters earlier, we see this man that came to Jesus under the disguise of night, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, we know from clear back in John 3, he was one of the religious elites. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, very, very well-respected, important man that had this curiosity about Jesus. If you haven't watched The Chosen yet, get the app on your phone and watch it. It really portrays Nicodemus in a really cool way. So you've got Nicodemus and you've got Joseph. Joseph also was a wealthy religious leader. And if you look back in Luke 23, you see Joseph of Arimathea had disagreed with Jesus's prosecution. And so we know that we've got two of these people that are part of the Sanhedrin, this Jewish ruling council who wanted Jesus to die, but you've got at least two of them that are intrigued by Jesus. And they had a big price that they would have to pay. They could have been excommunicated from the synagogue for burying Jesus. So would you say that that's a cross that they decided to carry going along with the last couple days of New and 22? Giving Jesus a proper burial is something that they did that was bearing their cross for the sake of the cross. Little did they know, though, that all of the work, the 75 pounds of burial spices, all of the strips of linen, all of the preparation and the time it would have taken in finding this tomb to bury him in, I don't think that they quite understood that this would be very temporary housing, did they? We'll talk more about that tomorrow.